Should farmers have the right to sell their crops on their own land? The owners of LBD Coffee, which grows coffee and tobacco on its land in Kapa'a, Kauai, think so. LBD's efforts to open a retail shop on its property have led it to file a lawsuit that pits the state against the county. Who has the final say in how land gets used? It's a case that could set a wide-ranging precedent, and Civil Beat's Stuart Yurton has the story in today's Reality Check. Hi, Stuart. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
This story starts off simply enough, right? We grow coffee and tobacco, and we'd like to sell it on the property. How did it get down this rabbit hole?
Well, essentially, yes, that's right. It starts pretty simply. The coffee and tobacco grower wants to sell its products. More importantly, the legislature passed a statute or passed a bill in 2012 saying ag land can be used for exactly this.
Yeah.
Farmers can do this, or property owners can do this on ag land.
So far, so good, right?
Yeah, so far, so good. The twist is that when the property owner, the farmer, went to the county of Kauai and said, we'd like a zoning permit to do this, mm-hmm. the county of Kauai said, not so fast. We want you to get a more sort of complicated use permit because we think that's what you need. There's nothing in our ordinance that lets you do that. So really, this is going to be a big fight between whether the state law controls, which basically says, hey, you can do retail on ag land, or whether, in this case, this county law controls, which says, no, you really can't.
A big fight that could set a precedent, a big fight that could inform big fights yet to come, right?
Yes, that's right. So this could be one of those classic land use fights, legal land use fights in Hawaii that we see. And again, this one is going to be touching on really interpretation of the statute. The Constitution might come into play, the state constitution. It really just remains to be seen. I've got a lot of the citations to the statutes and other documents in the story. If people want to drill down and look at that, I'm not going to try to go into it in detail here because it gets a little complicated. But the basic idea is which controls, state law or the county ordinance.
Well, it gets a lot complicated, Stuart, and it's also, you know, we just got over a state v. county discussion of the transit accommodations tax. It doesn't improve the climate of county and state interaction, does it?
Well, maybe and maybe not. One of the things to consider about this is the state law says to the counties, you may modify the general rule that we're allowing this kind of thing on ag land, mm-hmm. but you need to do it by ordinance. So, and not only that, but it really the law specifies a lot of things and really gives the county a lot of power here. The issue here is that Kauai County has not come up with a specific ordinance in response to the state law.
Yeah, it would seem from that the ball was in their court, but they're sort of kicking it back to the state. It sounds like.
Yeah, well, the ball was in their court, and they're saying, well, we just don't want to do anything with this. We're going to rely on our comprehensive zoning ordinance, which does not specifically allow this use on ag land, and that's enough.
Well, it clearly hasn't been enough to solve this particular problem, so we're going to want to follow this case as it goes forward. Thanks very much, Chris, Stuart.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Every day we bring you a Reality Check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.